Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Ashley Hammond, Tregal, Victoria.
It was the middle of summer, 2011. I was relaxing after finishing high school, milking cows morning and night, and learning how to wakeboard at Lake Charm on the weekends. Then the warnings started coming over the radio.
Residents along sections of both the Murray and Loddon rivers are being advised to evacuate.
Major flood warnings for the Loddon and Murray rivers. We knew we were in trouble.
Area with peak flows expected around midnight.
We packed up the boat and headed home. At this stage, it was almost exciting. How bad could a bit of water be? Nearby Kerrang was told to evacuate, and so were we, but the cows can't milk themselves, so we stayed on. We were soon cut off. It was such a horrible feeling, milking cows with such little sleep, only to tip the milk straight down the drain because the milk tankers couldn't get onto the farm. Instead of sleeping, we filled sandbags. Instead of eating breakfast, we helped the neighbour milk the cows. We tried to save houses, but some just had no hope. I'll never forget walking through a house where I'd been just a month before for a 50th birthday celebration, knee-deep in water. Looking at the family photos still hanging on the wall, I had goosebumps, and I have them now just thinking about it. We worked to save farms, equipment and livelihoods. Sometimes it worked. Those were the nights we were glad someone did a run into town along the train lines in the tractor to get beer. Sometimes it didn't, and I can't even explain the feeling of knowing that someone's house was slowly filling with water and there was nothing we could do about it. My mum, who has a permanent back injury, kept saying that she felt useless because she couldn't lift sandbags. But she supplied tea to the hordes, and at that stage, a home-cooked meal was like a trophy for hard work. That summer was unforgettable. It was painful and exhausting, yet also eye-opening and inspirational. Our community stood stronger than ever, especially on those nights sitting around the piles of sand and sandbags, devouring my mum's famous scallop potatoes and meat the neighbours found in the bottom of their freezer.
Great spuds, Mrs. H.
Those 2 weeks are something that I don't ever want to live through again, but they made me a stronger and more resilient person, especially when I was keeping up with the boys. Those 2 weeks in the middle of summer made my community, Tregal, what it is today.
Haywire.